Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side at the Close. Markets are puzzled today as industrial production in both China and the U.S. fall. That and today's market wrap-up and comment just ahead. Well, it all began with the starting news that China's industrial production in the third quarter dropped precipitously. The bottom line, annual growth rate declined to just over 3%, far below what Wall Street had anticipated and about half the level that China usually produces. But if that wasn't bad enough, a few hours later the U.S. also announced low industrial production, and although the U.S. levels were better than China by a little over a percent, you could just tell that analysts were rattled. In both indicators, Wall Street was way off in their estimates, and this is one of the central metrics of the health of an economy. If they're this far off in industrial production, how far off are they in other areas of the economy? Are we seeing unfold here something entirely unpredictable? Is the recovery unwinding? It sure looks like it at the moment. And all this was reflected in today's trading, where the Dow never could get into positive territory, although both the NASDAQ and Standard & Poor's 500 did finish higher. About the only group who was able to finish positive besides those two were bonds, where the long bond was up fractionally. Everything else, precious metals, oils, and cryptos, all finished lower. Now, coming up next, today's market comment on the origins of the supply chain issues. It's much more complicated than you might have thought. Well, I want to take you on a journey which began a week or so ago for me, as I've been trying to understand just what's happening to our so-called supply chain economy. And I'd like to give a special hat tip to a writer named Sundance for helping to point me in the right direction. Our story begins in the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, and their continuing effort to push the boundaries of environmental laws and regulations. For those who may not be aware, California is a special place, especially in their framework of environmental restrictions. The Environmental Protection Agency, a federal bureau, has granted California special privilege to set their own EPA standards, which are much stiffer than the rest of the country. So automobiles, for instance, have to be specially engineered to meet California standards. Now, you may have read recently that the governor of California has proposed that all small gas engines, like the ones that mow your lawn, be phased out, meaning at some point, gas lawnmowers will no longer be allowed in California. Now, it's been a never-ending movement by the politicians in California to continually move the environmental bar higher and higher. Higher standards implemented over 30 to 40 years. Today, California has gone far beyond the mere curbing of pollutants to near-perfect standards that go beyond the capability of, for instance, these small gas engines. If it burns fossil fuels, they'll be simply regulated out of existence. And this is a point that many of the voters in California and elsewhere simply don't grasp. What may have been good policy idea a generation or two ago is now a regulatory monster which threatens our economic prosperity. Which brings us to today's story. I give you two references for today's story. The first is at EPA.gov, the home of the Environmental Protection Agency, and their discussion of California's exemption to the environmental controls. And the next is ARB.ca.gov, the California Air Resources Board. I do this as reference because what I'm about to say may sound so unbelievable to some, but please do explore the references. So let's begin by exploring diesel engines, the engines which power most all of the trucks and tractors which work around the ports of LA and Long Beach, the largest inbound freight destination in America, and the vital link between our Asian trading partners and the U.S. heartland. Now, diesel engines are very special, hardworking, economical to run, and very long-lasting. One of my favorite cars was a 1983 Mercedes 240 diesel. At the time, I was a commuter in Los Angeles. This car ran up and down the LA freeways, getting 30 miles to the gallon of diesel and hardly ever needed repair. It also gushed a cloud of smoke whenever I had to stomp on the accelerator. So I know how diesels were back in the 1980s, and I know how they've refined diesel fuel to virtually eliminate all of that particulate exhaust. It was a big step forward. And that extra refining is the reason that today diesel costs more than gasoline. Now, for those who may still be fighting the battle of stinking diesels, I remind you that 1983 was 38 years ago. And aside from an occasional antique show, those cars and trucks aren't with us anymore. What is with us today is a highly refined diesel fuel and a very highly engineered diesel truck. But apparently not refined enough for the California Air Resources Board. The CARB has prohibited any of these trucks operating at the ports, and the technical name for these trucks is a drayage truck. The CARB has required any of the older drayage trucks to meet impossibly high emission standards, absolutely eliminating any truck which is over 10 years old, and I'm told essentially eliminating any truck over just 3 or 5 years old. So if you want to work as a drayage truck, the trucks which actually drive off those big cargo containers, then you must have a brand new truck or you're not allowed to operate in Long Beach or Los Angeles ports. The result is 3/4 of last year's drayage trucks now sit idle, unable to meet these higher new standards. And hardest hit are the independent drivers who simply can't afford the six-figure expense of buying a new truck. But this problem goes far beyond the heartache of a few Southern California truckers and their lost jobs. This is the heart and soul of the so-called supply chain issue. The reason that you cannot get that new piece of furniture or smartphone or specially ordered television, it's likely sitting at anchor offshore of Southern California, waiting for a properly registered drayage truck to take it to the railhead or shipping hub and then come back to you. And it doesn't take much imagination to look forward to the most important retail sales of the year, the holiday season, to see what's coming our way. The implications for our economy as we struggle to recover from last year's lockdown, the implications are profound. In a more normal world, changes like these drayage truck requirements would be phased in, relaxed if needed, so that the overall economic impact would be minimal. Today, however, we have a group of bureaucratic absolutists who believe that they have the right, by fiat, to institute arbitrary requirements with little thoughts for their ramifications. This Christmas, it looks like Scrooge has a partner in a little-known group of bureaucrats up in Sacramento, California, called the California Air Resources Board. And that's a special edition of Value Side. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. Thank you.